I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes.
I remember not too long ago, I was just a lonely person with a lonely heart.
A memorial service is scheduled in New York City today for the late Luther Vandross. Many consider him the greatest R&B singer of our time. When Vandross died last week, he left an extraordinary musical legacy. His trademark was his soulful, sophisticated, and unmistakably silky voice. He was a master of the contemporary love song, a crooner who developed a reputation as the balladeer's balladeer.
It's not just his voice, you know, it's his sense of drama.
Marcus Miller was a major collaborator on what became known as the Vandross Sound. Miller co-wrote, co-produced, and played bass on many of the singer's most celebrated songs, including this one, Wait for Love.
Now I remember spending all my time on a dream that kept me wishing that you could be mine.
I would watch the audience, man, and watch them go through the range of emotions that he would take them through every time he sang the song. He would take you to the highest highs and the lowest lows, and you'd be crying, and by the end, you'd be completely worn out. Not too many people can do that. And, you know, he chose material that suited his taste. So, I mean, he didn't have any other black R&B singers singing Carpenter songs at that time. You know, he sang Superstar, and he made it his own. You know, he had a sense of what his music should sound like, not just what his voice should sound like, and I think that's what made him special.
Don't you remember you told me you love me, baby? You said you'd be coming back this way again, baby. Baby, baby, baby.
You and Luther collaborated on some of his biggest hits, Any Love, Here and Now. One of the remakes that he did, a favorite of mine, Love Won't Let Me Wait.
And it's because of you that love won't let me wait.
And I can recall Isaac Hayes saying to me once, man, I blew it. And I said, what do you mean, Isaac? He said, man, I put Love Won't Let Me Wait on my album, and it was the same time that Luther had done his. And he said, I can forget about that. What was it about remakes that made this man really steal them and make it his own?
Well, you know, he had a healthy respect for the classic songs, but he also had a healthy disrespect. And what I mean by that is he wasn't afraid to change a song around to make it suit him. You know, if this phrase had to be repeated a couple of times to milk it, he'd do that. If he needed to add a new section at the end of the song so he could really, you know, tell this girl that he needed her to come back home, he had no problem adding that to the song. So he had a healthy respect and a healthy disrespect at the same time. I can't tell you how many artists contacted me and said, look, I'm getting ready to do a cover song. I just want to make sure Luther's not going to do it around the same time, because I don't want Luther stealing the song from me. So he absolutely would make a song his own.
My temperature's rising, my temperature's rising. It won't let me wait. Oh, no. Not another minute, baby.
God won't let
it won't let me.
The more you talk with people who knew Luther, the more you get a sense of his work ethic and his dedication to craftsmanship.
The passion, the absolute passion Luther had for singing. Like, he loved his voice.
That's music writer and historian David Nathan. He and Luther go back almost 30 years.
We used to sit and play cards in his living room on West 56th Street, and I would walk from my apartment to his, and we would sit and play cards. I always lost. He was a mean gin rummy player, and took great pride in having me lose every single game. But we would sit and listen to music, and the music that we would listen to primarily were the classic albums by Dionne Warwick and Aretha Franklin, and particularly Dionne, because Dionne was the inspiration, the catalyst for him to choose to really do this as a career. And when he was preparing to do his first solo album, Never Too Much, he told me, well, I'm going to do A House Is Not a Home. And I actually remember having a conversation with him and asking him, well, what are you going to do with it? Because, you know, it's kind of hard to do anything with it. She kind of did it and, you know, we joked about it. And he said, well, you know, I'll come up with something. And then he began recording. And I remember very specifically getting a phone call from him saying, you've got to come over. I just finished A House Is Not a Home. And I want you to hear it. And I'm like, okay, drop whatever I'm doing and run next door and listen. And I was just floored.
But all the room is not a house, and a house is not a home when the two of us are far apart and one of us
I mean, I just couldn't even, I looked at him like, whoa. And he talked a little bit about some of the challenge of coming up with the arrangement, and even about how he got a new respect for Dionne Warwick once he was recording the song himself, at the technical feat of what's required to come out of the bridge into the third verse. I remember that conversation. But it was just, because I didn't know, and nor did he, that it would become the quintessential piece of his repertoire for, you know, the rest of his career.
I'm not meant to live alone. Turn this house into a hallway. I climb the stairs and turn the key. Oh, please be there. Still.
Music ran in Luther's family. His sister sang with a girl group, and he formed a vocal ensemble in his Bronx high school. For years, Vandross labored in the corners of the music industry. He sang advertising jingles and did backup vocals for Barbra Streisand, Chaka Khan, and David Bowie, among many others. He composed, arranged, and produced. Roberta Flack, for whom he also sang, insisted that he finally move into the forefront and seek his own recording contract. After two unsuccessful solo efforts, he gained attention by lending his voice to two songs for the group Change. After that, Vandross would find the magic. He released the album Never Too Much with a cover of Burt Bacharach's A House Is Not a Home as its cornerstone. From then on, every R&B fan knew the name Luther.
If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him.
This was a person that, just musically speaking, trusted his voice and his tone into the last breath.
Rex Rideout is a producer who worked with Luther on Dance With My Father, Vandross's last Grammy-winning CD. By the time Rideout got a call from Luther, the singer was already a superstar.
And they didn't let a lot of people in the camps. You know, it was really hard to get in there. And once you do, you know, you don't want to have a lot to say. I can remember we're changing the bridge on the song, and he's standing over my shoulder, and I'm playing the piano, and my fingers were shaking because, you know, you're hoping that he likes the first thing you play right off the bat. But the thing that was cool was that when he liked what you did, he let you know how much he did. So, you know, he didn't call me because I had a string of number one songs or whatever. It's just, he went on his feeling and what he thought was right, and I missed that call. Not for the money and not for the fact to say I'm on a Luther record, but it was just, that was a really cool thing to happen.
I just don't want to stop. Never too much, never too much, never too much, never too much.
A lot of people I talk to, and I know this holds true for me, I remember the first time I heard Never Too Much. I mean, I remember hearing that voice and saying, man, who is that?
I know, man. You know, I was thinking about that today because, and I was working with this gospel group in a little town called Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. And I remember this girl, she played that album over and over again. And I can just remember she had a little raggedy turntable, you know, in her kitchen, and we would play that album back and forth. So I remember it vividly.
And truth be told, so many of us didn't know it was Luther Vandross, but the hits he had with Change.
Oh yeah.
Clearly, you knew it was a special voice then. But as times were, they were pushing the group, and they didn't say Luther Vandross up front. It was just Change, Change, Change. But you knew that voice was special from the moment you heard it, even in a group setting.
Flowers bloom in morning dew, and the beauty seems to say, it's a pleasure when you treasure all that's new and true and gay.
It's no mistake when an individual comes out from a group, whether it be Luther or Lionel Richie or whatever, you know, there's just something special about certain individuals, and it can't be denied for long. You know, they'll be a member of a group, they'll be a member of a duo or something like that. Next thing you know, they're a household word, and Luther was definitely one of those. He was our living legend.
As we share our fair talking in the glow of love.
But with all the adulation and wealth that came with being the world's best-loved contemporary R&B singer, Luther was not content. He wanted, but never achieved, a number one hit on the pop charts.
There was always some male singer at the top of the pop game that Luther would be talking to me about.
Here again, Vandross producer Marcus Miller.
You know, one year it was this guy, next year it was that guy. And after about 10 years of it, Ed, I said, okay, Luther, you realize you're talking about this guy now, but you've been talking about a different guy every year. In the meantime, you've got a career to span like 10, 15 years. And it went on to be a 20-year career. And to me, that was so much more valuable than being, you know, at the top of the pop game for a year or so.
Love has truly been good to me.
On a selfish end, it is hard to believe that we will not, even though we will cherish what we have now, we won't hear another new song from Luther Vandross.
We have to understand that this is how it works, and we don't really have a lot of say in these kind of things, and just be happy that we were blessed with what he had to give us when he was here.
Musician Marcus Miller, music writer David Nathan, and producer Rex Rideout talked to us about Luther Vandross, who died last Friday. The singer was 54 years old.
Got to tell you how you thrill me. I'm happy as I can be. You have come and it's changed my whole world. Bye-bye, sadness. Hello, mellow. What a wonderful day. It's so amazing to be alive. I'd fly.